China.
Soft power. How China became cool. Western live streamers, popular video games and cutting-edge tech have all helped burnish the country's image.
The leaders of the Communist Party might be surprised to find they are indebted to a bouncy 20-year-old live streamer from Ohio called Darren Watkins Jr. He goes by the screen name iShowSpeed and has in one visit done more for China's image abroad than any amount of turgid party propaganda. On a two-week trip in March and April, he showed his 38 million followers the country's rich history with a backflip on the Great Wall. Friendly people, he joked with China's finest Donald Trump impersonator. And advanced technology. He danced with a humanoid robot, had a KFC meal delivered by drone, and tried a flying taxi. As he drove into a lake in Shenzhen, safe within an amphibious James Bond-style electric SUV, Mr. Watkins was agog. Oh my God, this car is not sinking. China got it. These Chinese cars got it. Or as he says frequently throughout his visit, China's different, bro. It is the kind of enthusiasm that leaders have long wanted to inspire in foreigners. The party has tried to cultivate soft power that gets a country what it wants without using hard coercion or military force, and has long criticised the anti-China narrative in Western media. In 2013, the Politburo said soft power was essential to the Chinese dream of national rejuvenation. This was no easy task. China's propaganda falls flat overseas, where many are wary of its authoritarian past and present. Increasingly, though, more people, especially the young, seem willing to look past China's ugly side. That is not mainly thanks to party spin doctors. Mr. Watkins is one of a parade of foreign vloggers posting on their trips since China reopened after COVID. Chinese firms have bleeding-edge technology and cultural exports, and the country's image has been helped by a slump in America's popularity, courtesy of President Trump. On May 15th, there was a sense that the People's Daily, the mouthpiece of the Communist Party, could not quite believe it was publishing an article entitled, "How Did China Become Cool?" A decade ago, China was spending $10 billion a year attempting to boost its image overseas, according to one American scholar. The sum may now be higher. Officials have set up 500 Confucius Institutes in foreign colleges that offer Mandarin tuition and cultural programs. State-run media churn out positive stories on Western social media. Hundreds of foreign journalists are invited to China each year and shown highlights such as the impressive high-speed rail network. But these top-down efforts have been eclipsed by bottom-up innovations. DeepSeek, an artificial intelligence star, made headlines in December when it announced models that were much cheaper to train and nearly as effective as Western ones. Chinese electric vehicles are being snapped up by overseas buyers, and Chinese consumer drones have been world-leading for years. Now cultural products are gaining fans overseas. China watched with envy as South Korean K-pop took off round the world in the 2010s. Chinese music and television remain niche interests outside the Mandarin-speaking world, but the country is becoming a big hitter in gaming. 4 of the 10 highest-grossing mobile games of 2024 were made in China. One such is Genshin Impact, a role-playing adventure which rakes in over $1 billion a year. Last year, a Chinese firm released Black Myth Wukong, the country's first blockbuster video game. Featuring the mischievous Monkey King, it is steeped in Chinese folklore. Some 30% of its 25 million players are said to be outside the country. The media the world consumes are increasingly shaped by China too. TikTok, a short video app owned by ByteDance, a Chinese firm, is downloaded more than any other social media app worldwide. Viewers in countries such as Mexico and Indonesia have also embraced Chinese microdramas, minute-long episodes designed to be watched on mobile phones. Several polls suggest China's popularity hit a low point during the pandemic, but then turned a corner. Every year, Brand Finance, a consultancy, asks 100,000 respondents worldwide what they think of different countries and their influence. The results put China's brand at 8th in the world in 2021 and 2nd this year behind America. Polls by the Alliance of Democracies Foundation, an NGO in Denmark, show a steady improvement in global attitudes towards China since 2022, with its net perception rating rising from minus 4% that year to plus 14% in the latest survey published this month. America's has dropped from plus 22% to minus 5% just in the past year. A recent poll by Pew, a pollster, showed that even in America, where China is widely disliked, opinions have warmed recently. Young people in particular are softer on China. Asian neighbours tend to be more sceptical. Many have territorial disputes with China and worry about its military spending. In Europe, there are hard limits to how popular China can become because of its lack of democracy and poor human rights record, reckons Andrew Chubb of Lancaster University in Britain. Plenty of critics of Communist Party policies towards the Uyghurs in Xinjiang, for instance, say the current enthusiasm whitewashes the party's authoritarianism. Others say the party is just shrewder now. They believe it is quietly but actively facilitating visitors like Mr. Watkins. Still, China's government seems confident that if people pay a visit, they will like it wherever they are from. Officials are scrambling to get tourists back after numbers slumped during the pandemic. Last year, China scrapped visa restrictions for citizens from 38, mainly European countries, to visit for up to a month. Some 30 million foreign tourists visited China in 2024, nearly 80% more than the year before, though still fewer than the pre-COVID peak. The trickiest task for China's propagandists is to let the country's appealing side speak for itself, says Xiaoyu Yuan of Rutgers University in New Jersey. That is uncomfortable for a system that's built on message discipline and control, he says. Last year, a group of 70 students from Duke University in North Carolina visited China on a study trip. They were pestered by state-run media, pressing them to say nice things about China, according to an online account by one disgruntled student. A camera crew, she recalled, taught me to recite a poem in Mandarin that included the line, "I love China." As any teenager will tell you, China would be much cooler if it did not try so hard.